Doug Tengnan, Worldwide Economic Perspective. Doug, we just had Dr. Vick on talking about some of the economic numbers this week. What are you looking for? Hope you're well. Good Monday morning. And what are you, what's catching your eye as we get into the last day or two of October?
Well, what's catching my eye is the Fed meeting on the 31st and the 1st. We'll get an announcement on the 1st for that. And by the way, thank you, Jack. Good Monday morning to you. I think the Fed is going to sit on hold. I think they've broadcast that pretty clearly, but they're going to hold it in reserve that they could raise rates if the economy perks up. Now, you know that I've been talking about the economy slowing down for a while, Jack, and I think that's embedded here. But some of the numbers we saw this week were very strong, and so people are worried about it. They shouldn't be worried about it. The economy's slowing down. The Fed needs to calm down. Everybody needs to calm down. The Fed is not raising rates. But the long end of the yield curve, that is, higher yields are longer-term bonds, those rates have risen pretty dramatically over the last month. And it's all based on risk. It's all based on the fact that there's just more volatility out there. Nevertheless, I think that the economy is slowing and that the numbers are going to show that.
Crazy question, Doug. They've raised rates so fast and so high, it's close to 8% now to get a 30-year fixed mortgage. It even affects your credit card borrowing. If we're going to have inflation anyway, and people are having a hard time paying bills, why not lower interest rates? Because it's not working. It doesn't seem to be achieving the goals they want in terms of lowering inflation.
Well, that will never happen, Jack. There you go, talking common sense. I mean, that will never happen because the Fed is populated by a bunch of PhDs who built their careers on the post-great inflation era. And so they've got a whole bunch of models that they run the numbers through, and their models tell them higher rates are going to kill inflation. That's not what kills inflation. What kills inflation, Jack, is supply. Mm-hmm. Supply killed inflation in the 80s. Supply killed inflation in the 50s. When we have a productive economy, we produce enough stuff and people compete so that prices go down. You kill the economy and you end up with stagflation. That's what we had in the 70s. That's what we had a little bit last year. And that's why people feel so miserable, is their incomes aren't keeping up. But the Fed is working on failed economic models that they got their PhD through, so they're not gonna change the cart that brought them along where they are.
All right, Doug Tengnan with a Worldwide Market Perspective. Thank you, Doug.
Jack, you have a great week.